I'm Adam Evans with the NIRS News. Alice Springs' only Indigenous-run community school says it needs more funding to help tackle poverty and give more kids a chance to lead healthy lives. Yuparinya School has 380 students and most of the teachers are Indigenous. Staff say it's a daily battle to maintain attendance, especially for children coming from overcrowded homes. School principal Gavin Morris told the ABC they've applied for federal funding to build a boarding facility on site.
It's going to improve engagement, attendance, enrolment. It's going to get our kids off the streets. And because they're out on the streets late at night, unsupervised, they get themselves into trouble. And those kids will be captured by this facility. And investing at that point of their journey is so much more return on investment than it is to invest in building larger detention centres, for example, which is extraordinarily expensive and has very, very little return on investment.
A Walpri elder has slammed the NT Police Commissioner's apology, saying he should have apologised to the Yuendumu community first and he could be doing more to address racism within the police force. While at the Garma Festival at the weekend, NT Police Commissioner Michael Murphy issued an apology to the Territory's Indigenous communities for mistreatment by police over the past 154 years. He said an apology is on its way for the Yuendumu community where a teenager was fatally shot by police in 2019. Walpri elder Ned Jumperjumper Hardgraves said while elders welcome the apology, it should have been made to the Yuendumu community first. He says it means nothing when you apologise to mob in Arnhem Land for what they did to Walpri people in Yuendumu. Mr Hargraves said police could make a difference now. They could agree not to carry guns in Yuendumu. They could support the community's own law and justice group and they could act on community-led ideas. An Indigenous group whose land was unjustly leased for a mining company is due to respond to claims that the case will allow huge native title payouts. The High Court sitting in Darwin today will hear a response from the Gumatj clan to an appeal arguing the Commonwealth will be liable for vast amounts of compensation if the findings are not overturned. In May 2023, the full bench of the Federal Court found in favour of the Gumatj clans seeking compensation from the Commonwealth and the Northern Territory on the acquisition of land and minerals in the Gove Peninsula between the 1930s and the 60s, the Commonwealth was granted special leave to appeal to the High Court. Gumatj clan lead barrister Arthur Moses SC is due to tell the High Court justices that there's no evidence the case will lead to undue numbers of claims, as any successful native title cases would be brought by Northern Territory people historically and unjustly dispossessed of their property. Mr. Moses admitted the profound loss and harm caused by such dispossession has previously been recognised and vindicated in this court. Critics have lashed out at the New South Wales government's new shark net program, saying it still poses a threat of extinction to grey nurse sharks of the eastern seaboard. National Radio News' Georgia Fisher has the story.
Shark nets are suspended across New South Wales in September and are removed the following March. This year they will come out 1 month earlier as part of a new government program. However, conservationists want the new netting scheme abandoned completely. Data released from the Department of Primary Industries this week shows that the netting program is killing significant numbers of sharks.
There was no difference in the risk of shark bite between a netted and a non-netted beach.
Marine biologist Lawrence Klebeck from the Humane Society International says that nets are an outdated, fear-based strategy.
We'll have more coming up next.
Hey mob, it's the Murray from the Curry, Trendy Trev here. Join me on Talk Black, weekday mornings from 11 a.m. Queensland Murray time for an hour of good yarns, talk back and more. Talk Black Mondays through to Fridays on the National Indigenous Radio Service. Too deadly, you mob.
To sport, and a four-gold haul in the water, in the skate park and the velodrome has resulted in Australia's best gold tally ever. Pole vaulter Nina Kennedy recorded a winning jump of 4.9 metres to win gold. In the men's team pursuit for cycling, Oliver Bledden, Sam Wellsford, Connor Leahy and Kellen O'Brien defeated arch-rivals Great Britain to take gold. Reigning gold medalist Keegan Palmer won his second Olympic medal in the men's park skateboarding final, while Matt Wern became a dual gold medalist in the men's dinghy class event. To stay up to date with the NIRS news, follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, or visit our website at nirs.org.au.
Did you know that drinking any alcohol while you're pregnant can harm your bub? It's hard to stop drinking, But if you choose to drink alcohol while you're pregnant, it can leave your bub with all sorts of problems that can last their whole life. Remember, pregnancy and grog don't mix. If you need to yarn about it, visit your local Apunipamai clinic and wellbeing centre. We're here to help. Our health and our bubba's health is in our hands.
Station sponsor. Queensland's big build is all go. We're getting to work right across the state, which might mean some disruptions as we roll out a 10-year plan to build more hospitals and upgraded schools, more housing, better transport, and more renewable energy. With Queensland growing, now's the time to future-proof the lifestyle we all love. To find out more about big build projects on the go near you, search Queensland Big Build. Authorised by the Queensland Government, Brisbane. Station sponsor.
Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. As BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your saying, yarn up strong, you mob, too deadly. I'd like to acknowledge our traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black, National Talk Black, and have your say. You can also text the brother as well, 0457140550. Don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Yarn up strong. A big shout out to First Nation radio stations across this beautiful island of ours, the Big Island. To Delhi Mob there, the First Nation radio stations, voice for our people, making all our yarns, keeping our culture alive, playing all our deadly music and putting our artists out there and our new artists to be. A beautiful platform it is. So it'll be great to be part of this fantastic industry. Have you saying yarn up strong, and big shout out there to Gary Port, working up there at Hopewell. Big shout out, brother. I know you tuned in all the time, too deadly. Work hard, but have a smile in your dial, my brother. Big shout out to Bruce Gibson, Mayor of Hopewell, who got married recently. Under the thumb, my brother, too deadly. Represent. And happy wife, happy life. You know it, brother. Too deadly. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416.
You're speaking, but I never hear what you say. Can you replay it? I'm in my feelings. I'm a miscommunicating. I hate this. Let's talk about love. Let's talk about life. Talk about change. Talk about us. Talk about fights. Talk about things nobody does. Oh, let's talk about love.
Yeah, Bud featuring May A, and it's all about talk, and we're talking here on National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we yarn up strong here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Okay, new research reveals Aussies ignoring red flags of poor gum health due to cost of living. And so this is Dental Health Week, 5th to 11th of August, and the Australian Dental Association is urging Aussies to boost their oral health practices to keep gum disease away. Look, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Dr. Rosham Abraham, Indigenous dentist, and we'll talk about this space. On the line, we have Dr. Rosham. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based?
I'm based in Kempsey, in New South Wales.
Kempsey, New South Wales. Cold down there, yes. I would say, Doctor.
Yeah, yes.
I'm in Cairns, far north Queensland.
Yeah, I know, so sunny up there. I was there 2 years ago.
Oh, good.
In Cooktown and Weipa, so it was really nice up there.
Oh, so you know this footprint up here, yes?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. Look, we're talking about, it is Dental Health Week, very important. Australian Dental Association is urging Aussies to boost their oral health practices, keep gum diseases away. Do you think, are we falling down in different departments when we go for usually a doctor checkup? Do they check our mouth, so to speak, regarding our teeth, or they should do it more often, or are they dropping the ball there, do you reckon, doctor?
Yeah, the problem is I think we don't have a regular, people who have gum disease are people who usually access public dental services or Aboriginal health services.
Mm.
And they contact us on an episodic basis. So they contact us when they have some sort of pain or some trouble, rather than contacting us every 6 months for a regular checkup. But that's also the problem with the services, because the services do not provide a recall or a review system for people to come regularly and see us.
Yes. So it's up to the individuals ourselves to be on this. Twice a year should be a regular checkup. Is that right?
Yeah. Regular checkup twice a year is actually really good for especially for checking gum disease.
Sure. Okay. What's the cause of gum disease, doctor?
Okay. So the main cause is obviously oral hygiene. So how you brush your teeth, and a lot of people miss out on flossing, which is one of the most important things because in between teeth, people think that they brush in between teeth, but their brush does not really clean well in between the teeth.
Okay.
And so for that, they really need to floss or use these floss sticks, or there's also a new toothpick brushes. You know, there's little fixtures that you push in between the teeth and pull out, and they clean up really well.
Okay, and in regards to, do you work in the work with our mob First Nation space?
Yes, I'm actually in the Dari Aboriginal Medical Service in Kempsey. I work here.
Lovely. Big shout to Dari Mob. Thank you very much. Feel though that there's still a lot of work to be done in regarding our Indigenous people?
Yes, there is quite a lot. One of the main things is, I think during the closing the gap statement, they said that there would be more cultural sensitive services for Indigenous people in oral health, but I haven't seen many of that happening. Mm. We still have the same Aboriginal medical services we had before providing dental services, and that too at a limit, because they don't get dentists in rural areas, which is still hard for them.
Sure, fantastic. And we love the end reading of Black on Black. Do you know how we're travelling regarding Black and Indigenous dentists?
Yes, that's actually, you're talking about getting Black people to become dental hygienists and dental assistants.
Yes.
Yes, we have a program in Sydney, so I'm not sure how it is up there in Queensland. We have a program in Sydney where we are encouraging the Black people here to get traineeships in dental assisting. And once they complete their traineeships, then they are encouraged to do a Bachelor of Oral Health. And then once they complete the Bachelor of Oral Health, they are encouraged to dentistry, BDA. Not BDA, it's something else these days.
Sure.
But anyway, for dentistry. So they are encouraged to do that.
Yes.
Yes.
That'd be fantastic. That in itself would draw a lot of our mob to the dentist, you know? I mean,
that's right.
Exactly. When we're talking Black on Black, but dentist is sometimes a scary word, you know? Like, people are allergic to needles or get scared of the big needles, and you don't have to brush all your teeth, just the ones you want to keep, doctor.
people come and sit on the chair, and then the first thing they say is, oh, I hate dentists.
That's the first phrase. Well, I would say this, that you lovely dentists, as you're doing your job, you want to have a beautiful conversation with us, but we can't respond because our mouth is open full of cotton. But look, this is so very important. It is the Dental Health Week is happening now, and it's good that we're talking about this, but new research reveals Aussies ignoring red flags of poor gum health due to cost of living. So when you go for your doctor checkup, you should also go for your mouth checkup regarding your teeth, yes?
Yes, that's right. Yes, that is true.
And you reckon about twice a year at least, every 6 months?
I think so. Yes. Especially for our people, our mob needs to have it done twice a year.
Yeah. Right. It's a very important message there. Thank you very much for sharing. Pardon the pun, but you keep smiling, and we'll talk soon, Doctor.
Thank you very much, Trevor.
You take care. Bye bye.
You too. Bye.
Adele Yande, Dr. Roshan Abraham, his name, Indigenous dentist, and working down at Kempsey First Nation Health Organisation down there. And Dara, so fantastic and looks so very important. Like I said, you have to brush all your teeth, just the ones you want to keep. So keep a smile on your doll, you mob. Look after your teeth. I know a lot of mob play football and or boxing and what have you, and they lose a couple of teeth. So it's very important to, look after your teeth and do your bit. But that's about gum disease and keep the gum disease away. So we're looking at least twice a year, every 6 months, go and check out your dentist. So do what you need to do to keep your pearly whites, your mop. Have you saying Yanup Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Yeah.
Yeah, Daily Track there, Black Swan, that's Signe Ripua, and this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Jan Upstrong? The deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Jan with the Bully and Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Coming live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. All right, now, look, with one in six people aged 65 years old across Australia experiencing some form of abuse, high-profile First Nation elders, Yalma Yunupinu, 2024 Senior Australian of the Year, that's Uncle Charlie King, OAM, have joined together to urge community to have a yarn about abuse of older people. And we're going to catch up a yarn with Uncle Charlie King, OAM, First Nations elder, veteran sports broadcaster and human rights campaigner. And we've got Uncle Charlie on the line. Uncle Charlie, good morning. How are you?
Trevor, hello.
How you going, Uncle?
Yeah, good, mate.
Good, good, good. Thank you for coming to the program.
Looking forward to having a chat with you.
Yeah, lovely. Yeah, me too. Thank you. Before we start, Uncle, who your mob were you from, please?
Gurindji, I am. My mob are on the Western Australian border. People might know them through Vincent Lingiari led those stockmen off Wavell Station back in the 60s. My mum's a Gurindji woman, and I'm proud to be a Gurindji man.
Beautiful. Fantastic. Well, thank you very much. Beautiful country there. First Nations are coming together to urge the community to have a yarn about abuse of older people. Look, it's out there, and we need to stamp it out. So very important conversation, Uncle. Tell us about this space, and what do we need to do?
Well, I think what is elder abuse? Well, it's any act which causes harm to an older person, 65, and is carried out by someone they know and trust, usually a family member. Mm. There's all different types of elder abuse, physical, emotional, sexual, neglect, social, emotional, and family.
You can probably add financial to that as well.
Yeah, and financial as well. I was just getting to that. But I just want to just sort out one thing if I can.
Yes.
So elder abuse makes us think, obviously, it's aimed at Indigenous people, but I think the broader community, like everywhere around Australia, older people are being abused, and they're given different names. I think for non-Aboriginal people, they're called seniors, and that's because of their age, so they're seen as age.
Sure.
But in our community, in our Aboriginal community, they're seen as elders, and the reason they're seen as elders is because of the wisdom that they have.
Yes.
So one of the things we've been trying to do is to educate both those groups around what abuse is, but saying to seniors, who are the non-Aboriginal people, you should become elders if you can do some training to help you identify where there's abuse in your own family.
Yes.
Or your extended family. What are the signs that you look for? And run some training for that. And say to those people, you're seniors now, but once you do the training, because your wisdom in this area is increased, you become an elder. But we need to have training geared specifically for elders anyway in the community. Obviously, it's got to be different to what you'd be doing in the town. Yeah,
well, exactly. And we're all in this together. We need to stamp it out. We need to work together and love, respect the elders, because at the same time, Uncle Charlie, we are all going to get there, aren't we?
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
Well, elder abuse is a serious problem, you know. They did a survey that over the next 25 years, the number of older people aged 65 will double to around about 9 million. Australian. Yeah. So the finding of the survey of 7,000 people aged 65 and over living in community dwellings, and they found out this, Trev, one in six Australians reported experience abuse in the last 12 months prior to being surveyed. One in six.
That's sad.
It's horrific.
It is horrific.
Poor physical or psychological health and higher levels of isolation are more likely to people who live in that sort of situation more likely to experience elder abuse. Almost two-thirds of older people don't seek help when they are abused. 61%, they just live with it.
And there's probably some reason for that. One, fear, scared to do so. Two, don't know how to go about it. Three, it's probably a close friend or family member and don't want to get them in trouble. I mean, all the rules that come into an elder's mind is why they don't act, yes?
Yeah. Guilt, shame, all those
shame,
things.
Shame, yeah, gotcha.
Fear of retaliation is another one that stops people from reporting it. But, you know, if you're 65 or 70 and you've been living in your family for such a long time and this abuse is starting to happen, you have to make a call about how you want to deal with it. Because I'm sure older people would be sitting back thinking, I don't want to draw professionals into our family, looking around. So they don't do it, but they really do need help. And I urge anyone who's you know, feels they are being abused, then report it. And the best place to report it, obviously, Trevor, is to the police. That's
police.
000 is the number that you should go to. If you suspect, you know, someone is being abused, an elder person is being abused, You can report on their behalf.
Yeah, okay. So from an outsider, you can report, yes.
Yeah.
And when you look at it, Uncle, that's not in our culture, is it? I mean, we talk about respecting, loving our elders, and when you hear elders' abuse happening within our community, that is not culturally right, is it?
No, not at all. But I think we need to let people know that This is not a thing that is acceptable, you know.
Exactly.
We've got to speak out about it. The more people speak out, and people like your radio station is actually taking this chat with me, you're doing your bit.
Yes.
Everyone can do their bit. Let's get the message out there and say to our old people, you know, you don't have to put up with this, you know. You can. Help is there. Help can be made available. Don't worry about that. So,
sure.
Sometimes I sit back and I think, someone out there suffering abuse and it's going on and they're just living with it and, you know, it's a horrible thing because it shouldn't happen. No, in the later part of your life, you want to live a comfortable life, you know.
Well, exactly.
Be respected and admired. Well, respect is a two-way thing, I guess.
Yeah. Well, exactly. And when we're talking elders, well, we're talking your parents or we're talking your grandparents. Virtually they're part of your making. You're on planet Earth because of that connection. And so the love and respect should be there front and centre, should it not?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that entirely. And people need to think about that and know that. But it's just simply, it's got to stop. And this has been neglected, this whole area of elder abuse. And I've worked in family violence areas, you know, for probably 30 or 40 years now, but it's always focused on the family, but never really goes into depth and detail for elder abuse.
Yes.
But it's there, it's happening there, and it's not surprising. It's family violence. It includes children, and it includes families, and it includes adults and older people as well. They're all should be lumped together. And
they're
treated separately and differently, of course.
And Uncle Charlie, I'm just thinking of the other side of the coin. When you've got our elders out there, then you've virtually got a family member or one of our young persons becoming a carer. Now, if there's pressure on the carer, then you need to reach out, because if you're starting to do things that are not right, well, because you're under that pressure, but you need to reach out and talk. So I'm thinking along those lines as well, yes?
Yeah, I agree. But you've got to talk, you know. Discussions can help sort it out. And, you know, you can look at your own family, Trevor, and look at your mum and your grandmum and, you know, be able to check for signs, you know.
Exactly.
Have they become timid and withdrawn and, you know, not talking about things anymore? And you can put your arm around them and say, yeah, okay, are you going to be okay? Can we help? Can I help you in any way? And then when you find out, make a referral and get professionals involved to help.
Well, especially if it's I was just thinking, Uncle Charlie, especially if it's a family member, if you're seeing a different personality, maybe put your hand and say, hey, listen, brother carer, sister carer, why don't you have a break? Let me look after mum or grandma, you know, and try it that way. So then you're in the circle, so to speak, then you can see the so-called alarm bells. Yeah.
That's a great idea. It's a great strategy to do that. You know,
share
the load, you know.
Share the load,
And sometimes grandparents can talk more to a different family member than the one that's with them, particularly if they are being abused, you know.
Yeah, and
usually that abuse is humbug and it's financial, you know, it's about money and all those sorts of things, you know. So Don't walk away from it because they deserve for you to stand up for them. You know, they stood up for us all their lives. Remember, they had us and looked after us and cared for us, and now we owe them that. In return, we'll stand by them.
Yeah, thank you. Look, a beautiful conversation, a very important conversation. Uncle Charlie King, OAM. So tell me a bit of background. You're a First Nation elder, veteran sports broadcaster, human rights campaigner. Hence, you got the three letters after your name, OAM. That means how deadly are you, Uncle?
That's nice of you. Thank you so much. But that OAM came in the Australia Day Awards and Order of the Australian Medal, and I'm very proud of it. And I got it for my work with our community, you know, our people, and I've always been a strong supporter of Aboriginal voices and want to work closely with communities. And I started up a thing in 2006 called the No More Campaign.
No More Campaign, yep.
I spoke to old men, Indigenous men, and I told them how big the problem of family violence was back in 2006.
Yes.
I said, it's a big, big problem, and they said, no more, no more. So I used their words.
Yep. Beautiful. Anyway, powerful. Nat, well, congratulations. And here you are now working with our elders, and we all need to do our bit. I thank you very much for the yarn. You take care, stay strong, and we'll yarn soon, Uncle Charlie.
Good on you, Trev. Thanks for putting yarn to air with it.
Thank you, mate. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
A deadly yarn and a very powerful yarn. Uncle Charlie King, OAM, First Nation Elder, Veteran Sports Broadcasting Human Rights Campaigner. And we're talking about First Nations are coming together to urge community to have a yarn about abuse of older people. We need to love and respect our elders. We need to do the right thing by them. And we sing that song all the time, love and respect our elders. So when you hear of elder abuse happening within our community, like I said, it's not culturally right. It's not in our culture. We don't do that. And we're talking about all the different abuse, whether it be emotional, psychological, financial, sexual, verbal, physical, whatever's going on, we just need to stamp it out and be strong and be true to the person you are as a First Nation person in regard to our culture. That is not in our culture, so we need to stamp it out. Stay strong, reach out, keep your eyes and ears open, you mob, and let's look after elders. Have you saying yarn up strong, add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Maybe you want to talk about that, maybe you want to talk about sports, maybe you want to talk about the referendum that was, I don't know. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Stay tuned, and catch up with the boys in blue from Edmonton Police and just talk about what's happening in that space as well. 1-800-422-416, National Talk Black, too deadly.
Running too glam, baby. Yo, yo. Dead their doors, set the record straight. My team heavyweight. One mob reppin', we the first to originate. Y'all can try to discriminate, you've been doing it anyway. We just keep stepping, coming up, watch us elevate. Deuceside, Layla Bach, Rivers in the pen rip. Mac Ridge ripping, no, I never let the pen slip. Mary's at the crime, bro, way up to the ridge. One log to the mob, out in West Side. Said you better be ready to get it. I'm spitting and kicking the rhythm and moving the difference. I go on and listen, we bringing the vision of how to get with it. We got them all tripping, listen. Murray from the Mac Town. Not here in Black Town. No question about it. Joey got to bring it back. So what's the half now?
Who we be? Running with the 22 clan. Who we be? Running with the 22 clan. Where we be? B&E down to SYD. Steady repping for our original piece. Who we be? Running with the 22 clan. Who we be? Running with the 22 clan. Where we be? B&E down to SYD. Steady repping for our original piece.
You say I'm oppressed, but you oppressed in the mind. 60,000 years of bloodline, you ain't even got spines. Why privilege is on the floor? Soak it up, snowflake. Why you crying for if it's just only a day? It's a day where all my women got beaten and raped. Babies got buried in the sand and they got kicked in the face. Took our heads back as tokens, yeah, I whoop them away. I stay proud of my culture, but convict culture's the rain. You can call me Buck, I'm Buck and cheat of the bone. Black and strong like my tribe, waiting for our river to flow. I run my mouth like Kathy's legs and I back it all up. Got my brothers on the sideline and they run the ball up. What? From the big smoke of his titties connected. Well respected, I'm a reflection of my mother's perception. I stay flexing, even when I question some of my lessons. It's a blessing, I have this melanin in my complexion. I got my mob on my back, Curry cried to the death. We're gonna breed them all black until we're the last ones left. And I ain't backing down from no one till I get my respect. Yes, I'm a little radical, but you just get what you get.
Who we be? Running with the 22 clan. Who we be? Running with the
22 clan where we be. B-N-E down to S-Y-D. Steady reppin' for our original peace. Who we be? Run them with the 22 clan. Who we be? Run them with the 22 clan where we be. B-N-E down to S-Y-D. Steady reppin' for our original peace.
G'day you mob, this is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now 1800 422 416.
Took the privilege, y'all took the wealth. took the lives of innocent boys and girls, still denying our experience, made to feel lesser. I work with these kids and they telling me they fed up. I'm working with these white folk who know enough for better. I'm working with the government, another pet nigga. New day seems nothing changed, we afraid. We glorifying mediocrity up to this day. Let's be real about it, and maybe then we can transform this country, heal the pain for my great-grandmama, for my nana, for my cousins, for my sisters and my mama, for our brothers up in lockup, for these white folk who sick and confused, and for these pleas who sick enough to treat us the way that they do, for these politicians who forgot about what it means to operate from a place of humanity. Love, forget the pride and self-righteousness. This is gonna take a whole lot more than your good intent. Come on, let's go.
If only you could see what this all means. Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, Black Lives Matters, Jim Blair here on your daily program, National Talk Black, and we are yarning up strong here at First Nation Radio Station, BBM, Bumbabrit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the country thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, and this daily program is National Talk Black, and you're yarning with the bully one, the host, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. And we're going to give out a big shout-out to all your daily mob out there and have your say. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Other text, a brother, 0457140550, and yarn up strong. Next segment we got is Which Way Yarning, proudly sponsored by Piconi, Brinsmead and Edmonton. Big shout-out, Piconi's. Thank you very much. They give us a box of fruit here at Bumbabrit Media, Healthy Living, Healthy Lifestyle. Once a week they do that, so, yep, chew on a banana rather than a picnic, you mob. Too deadly. All right, our yarn today is My Police, Queensland Police News. And to come to join me in the studio, we've got Senior Sergeant Glenn Deloy, his bodyguard, got PLO, Police Liaison Officer, Stephen Grant, and they brought in our first-year constable, I will say from New South Wales, but whatever, Constable Chris Vera. And a very good morning to you both. How are you all?
Great.
Good morning. Morning. Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, start with the New South Wales boy in blue.
That's me.
We're having a beautiful conversation. Then when you said you're from New South Wales, you just killed a lovely conversation, Chris.
My apologies.
Thank you. Yeah.
Someone's going to do it.
Yeah, thank you. There you are. So first year constable, how you enjoying it?
Yeah, it's good. It's eye-opener. It's enjoyable. A bit scary at times, but it's a good experience.
Okay. And what did you do before this?
I used to work at Woolies.
At Woolies, there
yeah.
you go.
I used to be a panel beater before that as well. So
panel beater before that?
Yeah.
Good,
no,
okay. Was the vision always to be a police officer?
Oh, nah.
No.
It was never there. Just
you're chucking around, like you saw a banana.
Yeah, it's just
Woolworths, and it looked like this hails like a gun. You thought like a gun, you thought, hey, maybe I'll become a police officer. Is that how it worked? Or
no, just I met a few mates of mine who, you know, changed careers, changed jobs, like from tradies to working in receptionist, which is bit of a shocker to me.
Yeah.
As a tradie, but
tradie to receptionist.
Yeah, that was quite a shock. But just I was sort of out, I'm like, you know, give it a shot, see what happens, and here we are.
All right. So how long you been in the job? As when you say first year, you haven't done 1 year.
Oh, so I'm actually 11 months in now.
11 months.
My 8 months training back in Townsville.
Okay.
8 months there, and I meant to do 12 months on the field, which I'm month 11 going to 12 now, so wrapping it up.
Okay, and where are you based at the moment?
Edmonton Station.
Edmonton Station. All right, fantastic. And you did a bit of work on the Tablelands there?
I'm going up there next month.
Oh, you're going up there next month?
Well, end of this month, August 31st.
And where's that you're going to?
Ravenshoe Station.
Ravenshoe. I was waiting for that. I thought you were going to say Ravenshoe. You're good. You've been educated. There you go, Ravenshoe. Well, congratulations. Good. Too deadly, and thank you for coming. And over to PLO, Police Liaison Officer, Stephen Grant. Who your mob? Where are you from, brother?
Hey, good morning, Trevor.
Morning.
Yeah, Steve Grant, proud Jitterbell boy from the tropics of the Tully, Ravenshoe, Mission Beach zone.
And wet area.
Very wet.
Wet country.
Correct.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Speaking of Tableland, over here, Tableland boy, Senior Sergeant Glenn Deloy.
Through and through.
Yeah, through and through.
Yep.
And you commute, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Yes.
Yeah, fantastic.
Up and down the hill.
Yep. Up and down the hill. So you go Gillies or Coranda Range?
Gillies Range, yeah.
Gillies.
Yep.
So you know how many turns on that gully? How many corners?
No, my car knows how many turns there are.
It turns itself.
I just hang on.
It hang on automatically.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Yep.
All right, so tell us about My Police Queensland Police News. That's a webpage, is it not?
Yeah, correct. So we're giving our guys out there, our Cairns DCP, a plug here today.
Okay, big shout out.
Yep, they do a lot of work with our local, getting our local issues and affairs and news out to the community, and they do that through our My Police site. It's pretty easy to find if you googling the My Police Queensland.gov.au, you'll find it, and it is a platform where you can subscribe to QPS News.
Yes.
You can actually pick your location, so if you want to be specific for your area. The important thing is it's the point of truth for information. So a lot of us get our information about events or things that have occurred through our social media. And as we all know, social media is not always correct. So what you're going to find on this My Police site is going to be...
The duck's guts. Here it is.
Yep.
Yep, this is the webpage you need to go to. And the webpage again is...
So if we just go mypolice.qld.gov.au, you're going to find it.
Now, would that be across the state?
Correct, yeah.
So if you check in on that, would it show the Cairns area, if you're in Cairns, for example?
Or yeah, that's right. The whole state? Yep, so we can just, you can do a search for Far North, or you can do for Central and for News, or we can just leave it for the state and have a look what's occurring across the state. That's right.
Beautiful.
A couple of little handy things on it, though, is crime and alerts. So there's alerts when crime is happening. A good thing I always like to have a look at is, do you recognise these people? Okay. So this is where we've got an offender who's not identified.
Okay.
It may be that that you know this person. It may live in your local area. And look, you can make your call through PoliceLink or even Crime Stoppers to say, look, I've seen this person on the My Police site, and I think I know who this person is, and just help us solve some of the crime in the area.
Do you get feedback on that?
Yeah,
a lot. You do? Sure. Absolutely. So it's a powerful tool.
Absolutely, yeah. It is. You know, and look, sometimes offenders are committing offences in areas where they don't realise how the quality of the CCTV. You would know we were just speaking about the Cairns City Safe Camera Office.
Cairns Regional Council, that's right, exactly.
Yep, very clear footage out of those cameras. So, yeah, and look, some of those people who have called in where they've looked on the My Police sites, they've solved some pretty big crimes.
Yeah.
You know, so some horrific crimes.
And look, we're talking about family and friends out there as well. If you see that picture of somebody you may know, well, it's about doing the right thing, but it's also keeping them safe as well.
Yeah, that's
right. Because then the police are on the lookout for that individual.
Yep.
So if they're not coming forward, then they become a person that you're chasing then.
That's right. And we want to get their picture down off that site as quick as possible. So once they're identified, away goes the picture, and then, we'll...
Because we've got them at the table, and let's talk to them and find out what's going on.
Exactly.
Whatever, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it could escalate if that's the case. We don't
want that. Absolutely. We don't want that to happen. Yeah, right. Yep. So, look, there's recruiting information on there. So if you ever did think about coming and joining the QPS.
If you want to leave Woolworths and become a police officer.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Yep. Yeah. So, or if you're a tradie.
Become a receptionist and then police officer.
That's it. So, and links for reporting crime. So we've got links on there too, directly to our police link and what crimes you can report just online.
And this is email, and is that still confidential? Is the individual protected?
As in, look, if they're reporting crime, of course we want their details. Any information that we want that's going to be anonymous, we'd probably steer them through Crime Stoppers at 1-800-333-000 if they want to remain anonymous, if they're offering information.
And also there's rewards as well if people come forward with information.
Look, if there's a reward offered, it would be stated there that there was a reward there. But our smaller petty crimes of, stealing by shops, probably not.
Probably not. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you think you're going to make a lot
of
money.
Well, I'm thinking of a career pathway there, you know. I'm a professional eye-opener. I'm an eagle for Cairns, for the police, Queensland Police.
Yeah.
And I can make some dossier. Here's my income for the month.
Yeah. Look, if it's a substantial offence and the state government's made funding available, for a reward, absolutely.
Yeah,
and I'm sure a lot of people would be interested. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So just an example there for July. So our Far Northern site produced 246 articles, and we know we've reached 2.2 million people.
Yeah, gotcha.
So people who have clicked on those articles and read them or looked at our pictures. So
that's massive. Actually, the big numbers.
They're big numbers. Yeah, that's
which is
right.
Great. Yep. It shows that the tool is working, and people are using it.
Yep, absolutely. So our top articles of interest there was a house fire on the Esplanade, in between two prominent
Acacia Court, eh?
Yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah. Terrace building.
Charlie's restaurant.
Dr. Westaway's.
Dr. Westaway's old house.
Back in the days.
Yep. Which was a beautiful house. And it's, look, I believe a Chinese person owns it now.
Oh, okay.
And they're not doing nothing with it and waiting to just become stagnant, you could say, and then it just all falls to pieces. Then they'd have to knock it down.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, but that's had a little help along, hasn't it?
It has.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep. So, and then we've got launches of our Safer Together, fatal car crashes. They always get a little bit of interest.
Okay, yep.
There was a cybercrime presentation. Of course, a Cairns show.
Okay, yes.
We've also been plugging our DV safe rooms that most stations now have up and running for our victims of domestic violence. This month, I am sure the unfortunate incident in Cooktown with the crocodile attack, absolutely will have attracted a lot of interest for the August blog.
Mm. Look, love, thoughts and prayers going out to the families, especially the children who witness the father and the husband falling into the river there.
Yeah, and look, there were a lot of rumours circulating surrounding that accident at the time. I see now the family have released information just to try and squash those rumours from escalating. Mm. And again, that's why I link it back to this My Police site. This is probably your most accurate information that you can get. Yeah.
Mm. Are you online or in line? Look, use the tools that are available. So My Police, one word, .qld.gov.au, a powerful tool. And you get information, and the right information is what I'm picking up. Senior Sergeant Linda Lai. Powerful. Yep.
Technology,
exactly. Mm. Yeah. I was just about to text you that. Technology, yeah, brother. Fantastic. It says our authors produced 246 articles and posts of total, you mentioned 2.2 million people, are checking it out online. So it is a powerful tool.
Yeah, that's it. And that's important to us that we're reaching that amount of people or more. So that's why I'd ask people to subscribe to the site and get the point of truth.
Yep. Exactly. All right, fantastic. So over to you, Constable Chris. So your first year, what area are you working in at the moment, and can you move into an area you like, or are you told where to go?
So at the moment I'm on general duties, which is just basic policing on the road, dealing with domestic violence incidents, shop steals, basic general day-to-day incidents. Nothing fancy, but
bread and butter. Then when you do all the different areas, can you then choose going into second year or third year where you want to work or what area you want to work in? Do you have a say in that? Or
you have a say in it. It's not guaranteed because it's Queensland Police. It's the whole state, not just one particular area.
Sure.
Which some people might get disappointed, but I actually enjoy it. I like travelling, seeing different places.
Mm.
You do get to say though, like I got given a few lists. I was given the opportunity to go to Cape or down south to Innisfail, but I chose to go to the Tablelands, something different.
Okay, but you started at a high benchmark, Edmonton.
Yeah, of course.
That's beautiful. Yeah. You like that, senior sergeant? Like you like that?
It's downhill from
downhill from there. Exactly. Yeah, even there you're an uphill to Ravenhill. It's downhill.
It's still downhill.
Yep. Big shout out Ravenhill, to Deadly Mob. All right, fantastic. So you want to add
just
anything?
Just on that point, Trevor, we're going to lose 6 of our officers this month coming up. So we got...
are they all first year?
Officers going to Innisfail, Ravenshoe,
Woodjill,
Yarrabah.
Okay.
Bamager, I believe, no?
Bound to Bamager, correct.
Yep. Yeah. So with 6 exiting, do you get 6 new ones?
Look, not immediately. We've got a bit of a gap for about 6 weeks before we get.
So you all got to wear about 3 hats there for the next
September.
6 months.
So end of September we get another 4, but then I can see that we're getting more in December. So yeah, look, it's always a revolving place, Edmonton, with as a training centre to getting new staff and
so Steve, you've got to make your own coffee for the next 3 months.
Yes,
because you had first year constables making you coffee. They're not around no more.
No. Go to Zaraffas.
Yeah, there it is. Too deadly. Well, team effort, isn't it?
Team
effort. Chris, nice meeting you. Yeah, all the best. Too.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Senior Glenn Deloy, want to add any more?
No, I'm we're happy with that. Yeah, thank you.
Cool. Right with that.
Yep, all good.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. All the best. And we will talk soon. Big shout out to Edmonton Police and Ravenshoe Police as well.
That's it.
All right, too deadly.
Thank you.
Take care, guys. Beautiful yarn there with the boys in blue. That is the segment, Which Way Yarning. It's a deadly yarn with the Queensland Police. Edmonton Police Station, big shout out. I've got no cameras action down there, but look, there's the conversation. Maybe commissioners hearing that and invest in cameras at Edmonton. So there, I'll give a bit of plug there for you deadly boys and girls there in blue at Edmonton Police Station. And a big shout out to Piconi IGA in delivering a box of food here at Bummer Bripper Media, Healthy Living, Healthy Lifestyle. Yarn up song, have your say, and we got the news coming up very soon. But this is your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Hi, I'm Joe Madden, Director of Child and Family in Far North Queensland. My department is responsible for the child protection system here in Far North Queensland. We work to support parents and protect children when there is evidence of abuse and neglect. Children and young people who can't live safely at home rely on other families coming forward to open their hearts and their homes to care for them. Fostering kinship care is the heart and soul of our child protection system. My hope today is to provide a better understanding of the critical need for more members of the community to consider becoming foster or kinship carers. In 2022-23 year, there was an average of 600 approved carer families in Far North Queensland, which is fantastic. However, we really need more. In the same year, around 1,300 children were living away from home in the region. In other words, they weren't able to live with their families. Most of these were First Nations children. Of these First Nations children, 70% were in home-based care, such as foster or kinship care. However, this means 30%, or around 300 children, were not in foster or kinship care. They were in residential care or other care arrangements. For some young people, residential care is the right place for them because of their individual circumstances. This can include complex needs such as disabilities, and they get great care and support. But what we know is there are far too many very young First Nations children in residential care, and this is not what we want to see. We believe they should be living safely with foster and kinship care families in the community. And we believe this would give these little ones a better chance to thrive, learn and grow up strong in culture and life skills. So today we're asking members of the community to not wait to be asked. We would love for you to put your hand up because there are little ones who need you to come forward today. If you can help, please express an interest to us or to the local foster and kinship care agency in becoming a carer. Once you come forward, you will then receive information on the process, what's needed, and the allowances and the support that you'll receive. We know this might seem daunting to begin with, but we can assure you that agencies are there to train and support foster and kinship carers so they're not alone in doing this important job. Today, we have representatives from our culturally appropriate foster and kinship care service at Wootshopperin. Child Safety funds the organisation to recruit, train and support First Nations foster and kinship carers in Far North Queensland. Karen is able to talk more about the work they do and the support that's available for foster and kinship carers.
Here is an important message from Wootshopperin.
Hi, I'm Karen Salam. I manage the Foster and Kinship Care Service of Wootshopperin Health Service. Are you passionate about making a difference in an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander child's life? Across North Queensland, there is an urgent need for more kinship, foster and relief carers for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. Every day, children are being removed from their homes due to harm, neglect or family crisis. What is Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service? Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service provides support to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander carers, opening their lives and homes to children in times of need. Our placement support workers work with the community to identify safe, caring and loving homes for long or short periods of time that will also provide strong family and cultural connections. Why be a kinship, foster or relief carer? By becoming a Wootshopperin kinship, foster or relief carer, you will help keep Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children and young people safe during a challenging time in their lives. As a priority, and through your guidance, support and care, you will help our kids stay with or continue to be connected to their family, culture and community and reach their full potential. Being a carer is highly rewarding and makes an enormous difference to the lives of our young people. Carers are also celebrated and acknowledged for their dedication at events like the Fostering Kinship Carers Week. We are here to guide you. Wootshopperin's placement support staff works with carers every step of the way to support them on their journey. Carers will also have access to support and become equipped with new skills and knowledge to help provide care for our children. Additionally, carers receive support and training, our staff are on call, and there is a carer allowance which you can access. If you decide to become a carer, you will have a team of Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander workers to help you with any issues and provide strength in times of need. They will be there to celebrate the wins with you and help you move through the challenging times together. What's the next step? Our dedicated team will take you through every part of the process in becoming a carer. So if you are interested and ready to make a difference for our children,